Well, hey there. I have a very interesting topic for you today. At least it's super interesting to me, but I think you'll agree it's pretty darn interesting. So here's the question I want to pose to you to pique your interest. Does differentiating a product, service, brand, or company from the competition increase your likelihood of success? As opposed to, how about imitating a product, service, brand, or company? Does that increase the likelihood of your success? And do you think there's a difference? So that's today's topic I want you to think about. And before I dive into it, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy, insightful, and perceptive host of AthenaArenaRadio.com. Welcome to episode 12 of the Athena Arena podcast, the Content and Digital Marketing Strategy Academy for aspiring 6-, 7-, and 8-figure, what I call Wonder Woman brands, and mastering your inner game. And all you brilliant men out there, don't be fooled by the whole Wonder Woman thing. This is meant for you too. So let's get to today's topic, which, by the way, is a Mastering Your Inner Game episode, and you're going to find out why that is in just a moment. So here's the question again. Does differentiating a product, service, brand, or company from the competition increase the likelihood of success? Do you think that is true or not true? And how about imitating a product, service, brand, or company? Does that increase your likelihood for success? And do you think there's even a difference between the two, or are they both the same? Well, as a teacher of consciousness and mastering your inner game, I love what came across my desk this week in my subscription to consciousnesscalibrations.com, which I subscribe to and get tons of great content ideas from, because I love talking about this stuff, putting things into context and helping you understand where truth and power really exist in consciousness, right? And how you can align with it. You know, like I like to say, choose the field and kind of finesse the field of where you want to be in this world, as opposed to thinking too much about it. So, just so you know, you can subscribe to consciousnesscalibrations.com with a free subscription. He has a couple of paid subscriptions, which I pay because I love what he's doing. I want to support what he's doing. And I use a lot of his content to create content. So I'm happy to pay what I do and donate even more, because he's providing a super valuable service to the world and all of us in general. And just so you know, I don't get paid to highly recommend this website for your Mastering Your Inner Game purposes. It's a great website to help you master your inner game. And the calibrations are just so helpful for aligning you with higher consciousness, power, and truth on a wide variety of topics, and coming into center and balance and establishing a foundation of inner peace for yourself. This is the power of this website, and being willing to or intending to align with truth in this world, right? You can let go of thinking you know it all, and just a better approach is intend to align with truth and speak the truth and attract the truth in all areas of your life. So, when you come across a calibration you don't like or you're offended by, it could be that the lower mind or the lesser part of you is attached to it in some way or another. So my overarching vision in life and in all the businesses that I do, between the AthenaArena.com and the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, is to assist in raising the level of consciousness of the planet to the energy of neutral, which is 250 on the map, versus below 200, where it fell over the last few years. We were the planet was at 207 for quite a few decades. And then I suspect that this whole COVID thing and the politicalization of everything around the world dropped our level of consciousness as a planet, which kind of stinks, but that's okay. There's ways for us, and with my intention to assist in raising the level of consciousness, ways are going to come to all of us to contribute to that intent. So let's answer the questions posed to you today. So the first one, does differentiating a product, service, brand, or company from the competition increase the likelihood of success? And if you answered yes to this statement is true. You are correct. It calibrates as true at 230 on the map of consciousness, which is significant because it is of higher consciousness to take the steps of differentiating yourself from the competition. And this is a process that one of the many steps you would go through in branding your company. How do you differentiate yourself from another? Which is just, it's of higher consciousness to do so. And it's a step in mastering your inner game as it relates to your own business. Now, what do you think about to copy or imitate a product, service, brand, or company? Do you think that is of higher consciousness or not? Is it higher in consciousness than differentiating yourself or not? What do you think? Well, it is not of higher consciousness than differentiating yourself to imitate a product, brand, or company. But it's not negatively oriented. It calibrates at 205 on the map of consciousness, which is simply the energy of imitation and money. So the energy of it, you know, the intention of it could be, you know, you just want to make money and you want to copy someone else's path to success. That's the energy of that. It is still of higher consciousness, but my question and what I would wonder is there really any higher mind integrity in this effort or lack thereof? So higher mind calibrates above 275. So at 205, this is a lower mind effort. So it's not a lot of effort, whereas to differentiate is a quantum leap up in consciousness and effort. So if you want to master your inner game in your business, it clearly makes sense to do so because it's going to increase the likelihood of your success as opposed to people that are going to recognize it as a copycat imitation and be like, no, thank you, unless you're differentiating by price and that's what your market cares about. So it could be just a money thing. That's where just a money thing would come into the energy of this. So to differentiate, all right, so the first statement calibrates as true at 230. And then to imitate something calibrates at 205, which is kind of lower mind and doesn't have a whole lot of integrity or power in it. I mean, it has some, but not, you're bordering on the land of the ego, which is below 200, but you know, you're still in relatively safe territory, but I don't think the success is as assured, which you're going to find out in a minute. I have something to compare it to. So to put this, to differentiate your product, service, brand, or company from the competition calibrates at 300 on the map of consciousness, and it increases the likelihood of success. So that's a quantum leap up from imitating. So to imitate someone or something else calibrates at 205, which is 10 to the 205th power, versus to differentiate yourself calibrates at 10 to the 300th power. That's a quantum leap in power and truth to go through this exercise of differentiation. And dramatically increase your likelihood of success. So you're not like a Me Too brand. You're not like copying someone else. You're creating from within your own like zone of genius and mastery, right? They kind of look at it that way. So I want to put this, the 300 number, into greater context. So the lower mind calibrates below 275 on the map of consciousness, which is still positively oriented and constructive, but susceptible to the lower mind and the ego energies below 200. That's my feeling about it. I don't know that that's true. It's just my feeling, because the lower mind, the ego, is like a Velcro-like attachment that in this world wants to grab a hold of you, which is not something to be paranoid about. It just is what it is. So higher mind calibrates above 275, which is significant in this world, let me tell you. Any calibrations above 275 are significant in this world. There's not a lot of people that calibrate above 200 in general in the world. Only like 15% of the world calibrates above 200. The United States, there's like 50% of us in the United States calibrate above 200. So 275 is to aspire to being of higher mind and to align with this energy. It makes sense to take the steps to differentiate yourself from the competition. So some more calibrations. I want to put more things into context. You start to get this understanding and feeling about the energy. Consciousness calibrations are just measurements of energy, period. There's nothing personal about it. It's an impersonal energy field of attraction that has a certain amount of power and truth held within it. So the energy of 300s, which is the energy of differentiating yourself, is also the energy, which I find this really interesting and relevant, it's also the energy of taking out an insurance policy, which is the energy of a wise and not fear-based decision. So differentiating yourself is an energy policy for the success. It's an insurance policy for the success of your business. That one thing alone could be the insurance that you need to succeed, is what I'm saying, which I find it so interesting that these energies came up that I can share with you in this way to help you really get what I'm helping you to come to understand and start aligning with the energies that you intend to use. Like, use these impersonal attractor fields and finesse the field. So I recommend you differentiate your business. And I happen to have put together a very useful lead magnet that you can download that's called 7 Creative Compelling Business Differentiators to Attract Customers. And you can gain access to this at theathenaarena.com/B for business and D for differentiators. So /BD, you can access this lead magnet I created for you. And I want to use the word lead magnet because you need to start understanding what they are and how you can create them for yourself as well. But I do, so let's get back to, I just told you what was similar to the energy of the 300s. That insurance policy is pretty darn interesting if you ask me. Now, the energy of imitating is 205, is also the energy of money, like I said, and it's the energy of imitating, but it's also the energy of this statement, you get what you pay for, which is kind of interesting because it has a little bit of a negative connotation, sort of, you know, and it's also speaking the truth, you get what you pay for. So let's say you imitate somebody else and the only differentiator you have is price, then people are going to get what you pay for. Are you offering the same quality? You know, there's lots of differentiators there, but you really got to think that through. How do you want to differentiate yourself? And there's nothing wrong with it. 205 is still positively oriented. It's just a different intention and it's a different level of integrity. But you're not, you're susceptible to not succeeding for not just, you know, if you really need to set yourself apart, and I recommend that you do, your likelihood of success is greatly improved, like I just said. So the last energy field I want to share is 230, which is the energy of the statement. Right at the beginning, I said, does differentiating a product, service, brand, or company from the competition increase the likelihood of success? The answer was yes, and the statement calibrates at 230 on the map of consciousness. And there was another thing. I can look on the consciousness calibrations. I can look up other things that are in the same have the same energy. And this one was living on your own terms is one of the things that calibrates at 230, which is kind of related to differentiating yourself, right? You're going to differentiate your business living on your own terms, as an example. So how do you want to live on your own terms in regards to your business? This is how you can differentiate it and use that energy field and understanding. It's really more about understanding and integrating the energy of it all. And another one that calibrates at 230 is the task of double checking something or making sure something is correct. So there's a level of integrity, higher consciousness here in the energy field of 230. So what do you think about these calibrations? Pretty darn interesting, don't you think? I certainly find them super interesting. And I love that all these other related things popped up that are kind of relevant to what this discussion is. So my intention in these Mastering Your Inner Games episodes is to help you align yourself with truth and genuine power, which, by the way, is not based on judgments, opinions, or anything like that. They're based on pure scientific, applied kinesiology and consciousness research. And there's more than enough crap being thrown up on us out there that holds no truth, which is a problem because we think because someone says it on TV, then it's true, when in fact there's no truth to it at all. And we essentially get brainwashed by all this propaganda and garbage, which I always recommend, don't watch the news. Or if you feel people feeding you inflammatory things about anybody, shut off change the channel and watch something that's light and holds truth, right? Other people's garbage and opinions and the narcissistic core of the ego is dominant in our world right now. So wouldn't it be nice to align with truth and feel more centered? That's my intent here, is to help you do that. And I experience this every day because I avoid that which lacks integrity and truth and stay focused and centered around truth in consciousness and in my own intent and prayers. I intend to be of service, and align with truth at whatever level can be heard for you, the listening audience, and that I can convey to you. So, again, I have that great lead magnet for you today called 7 Creative Compelling Business Differentiators to Attract Customers, which you can gain instant access to at theathenaarena.com/B=D=Differentiators. That's /BD. I will see you next week for another content marketing or online marketing topic. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but let me look. Maybe I do know. Hold on. Okay. I know what it is. The number 4 thing on my most important list of things to do before you dive into any type of content marketing stuff or web development stuff is to develop a strategy for list building. This is arguably the most important thing that your website or any type of content that you share online can do for you. Otherwise, what's the point? So we're going to talk about list building next week. I will see you then.